Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
So many great moments.
Oh, here we go.
So many thrills.
Oh, hang on.
So many spills.
And we're underway.
Triple M is proud to present.
Unbelievable.
MG's Rugby League Rundown.
And welcome to it, everybody. Well, of course, we are at the business end of the NRL season. MG, g'day, mate. This is all about you. This is your podcast. What do you know?
Good afternoon, Anthony. Good to have you, brother. Obviously, Liam, I think, is on holidays, my usual co-host. But great to see you. We've been seeing a lot of each other lately, and I love it.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And more of each other in the off-season when we do MG's regional world tour.
Oh, yeah.
Of Adelong, yeah. Leeton. Where else are we going? Hay.
Wherever people want us, we'll go. Put it that way.
Absolutely. Mate, obviously, it's semi-final time. It's not yet, but really in many ways it is, because this week we see the Rabbitohs play the Roosters and the Cowboys play Penrith and Melbourne play Parra. Let me start with some information out of the Rabbitohs. Obviously, Damo Cook missed that last game because of COVID.
Yeah.
Now, the PM, who is obviously a South tragic, Albanese, is talking about possibly COVID lockdown going from 7 days to five, which would free Damien Cook up for the Roosters game.
Look, what's the old saying about doesn't matter what you know, it's who you know?
Exactly.
Well, luckily, I don't think there's much in this. I think it's, you know, I think it was inevitable that we go back to the five-day, what do they call it now? incubation or it's staying inside, whatever they want to call it.
Hibernation?
Oh, lockdown? Whatever it is.
Isolation.
Charlie, thank you, mate. Mm. Thank you. I was speaking to Bo Ryan yesterday to come on the Brekkie show to talk about the Amazing Race. And he said, you know what, traveling overseas for the last 3 months filming this Amazing Race, you would never know that COVID was ever a thing until you come back to Australia. So, I think nothing to see here. Play on. Damien Cook, he'll be playing. We'll see, you know, a lot less of the COVID restrictions hampering teams, I think, going forward. But, Albo's flexing his muscles, and I like it.
Mm. Look, I think the main thing is if we come back to the football field, if Damien Cook plays, it makes a hell of a lot of difference for the Bunnies. He's worked out a dummy half. He's darting runs. It does make all the difference. And I come back to it again, MG. It's virtually a semi-final game, this one.
Well, usually around 25 teams are, looking, especially the top eight, they've got one eye on the game they're about to play, and they've got one eye on the semi-finals. And this last round, round 25, when I look at some of the games that we're going to be watching, in particular Thursday night game, I can't remember in recent memory a club game being so important to two teams, Parramatta and Melbourne. Basically, the winner gets two bites of the cherry, and basically the loser, if we go on the stat that no team outside of the top four has won the comp, but the loser says goodbye. So this is so much of a big game, such a big game for a comp game. And look, the scrutiny that Nelson Asafa Solomon has been on this week, you can bet that that's going to be a little bit of ammunition for Melbourne Storm, because Craig Bellamy loves the siege mentality. Mm. And Parramatta, are they the real deal? We'll soon see, because the last few weeks they've showed some consistency. And the consistency that they've shown is what we've been waiting for, because obviously they beat the Broncos convincingly, 53-6, but they played well. Sean Lane is coming into his own. He's a beast on the left edge. You've got Papalihi on the right edge, and they can afford not to have Nathan Brown in their team, with Madison playing lock and Niokora switching with him. So they're very strong at the moment, the forwards, and we know all about their halves and their fullback and their wingers and their centres. So they're a good rugby league team. This game on Thursday night, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to watch it. I reckon it's going to be one of them games for the ages. We saw one last Friday night between the Roosters and your Rabbitohs, which I think was the game of the season. I was in raptures over that game. It was just everything that I love about rugby league.
Hey, I know you've read the papers this morning. This discussion around Joseph Suaalii getting offered $10 million to play rugby. And he's not the only one they're talking about being headhunted by the rugby. But $10 million over 5 years, $2 million a year. I feel like, MG, it comes down to, though, either way, it's big money. It might be a bit less to stay in the NRL. But it seems to come down to what sport you want to play when the money's big.
You know what? Joseph Suaalii, by the looks of him in his early stages of his NRL career, is going to earn $10 million.
Mm.
out of the game. It's exactly what you said. Does he want to play State of Origin? Does he want to win a competition? Or does he want to lose his appetite and go to another code and just take the money?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, come on. If, you know, Reunion in the last decade has just kind of fallen off the map. They need a big signing like this. They need him more than he needs them. I think that he's just coming into his own as an outside back for the Roosters. Every time he plays, he gets better. I think this could hurt his chances of going on the Kangaroo Tour once Mau Meninga hears about this. Mm-hmm. He would like to because I think he was a late amateur to go for the World Cup. And once Mau hears this, I think there'll be questions asked about what's his, what do you mean? Because he wouldn't give that spot to Joseph if he knows he's going to rugby union. So yeah. I think this, look, a lot will be done and said before that happens. But, you know, $10 million for a kid who's basically, you know, hasn't done anything in the game yet. That's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money.
And look, he's in a great system there at the Roosters. You know, they've got a great coach and they've got a great culture. So let's say he knocks back the rah-rah. He gets, let's say, early ones to play rugby league. Then he gets an endorsement deal. He probably gets a free car and he's probably going to win a couple of premierships. And at the end of the day, some of that stuff is money can't buy. You know, that's what like you're saying, MG, about what do you want to play? Do you want to play NRL or do you want to go through life worrying about what you get paid?
Yeah, and look, he'll get called a mercenary if he does do this. He'll get called a lot of other things. But as long as he's happy, you know, as long as at the end of the day he's made the decision for himself, for his family, because he's, what is he, 19, 18 or 19? He's a kid. Mm. He's a baby. And rugby union at the moment need a big scalp. And he's played a lot of union at school. He's au fait with the game, I suppose. But, yeah, look, if he wants to do that, that's his decision and his family's decision. But at this stage of his career, I think it'd be a mistake. I think the appetite for success would disappear straight away.
Yeah, a lot of talk too in the early parts of this week about Jared Warrior-Hargraves and Nelson Asafa-Solomona and whether or not they're good for the game. And I have to say, MG, in particular, JWH, look, I just like that game against Melbourne. He was warned, and next tackle, he was at it again. He's a throwback to another era.
Well, they both are, because they both got that alpha male presence about them. They're both the main man in their forward packs. They both set the barometer for both their forward packs. And last Friday night, Jared Warrior-Hargraves got the better of Big Nelson. And obviously they won the game. He only played 41 minutes because of that Simbin as well. He got Simbin in that. And he was still my player of the round. I thought he was amazing for a guy who's, 32 or 33 now. And But what it does, as you saw in that game, when your alpha male starts the engine up, everyone jumps in the car and goes for the drive with him. Mm. It's just, so let's get on his back and let's just go. And it empowers people. You saw Victor Radley grabbing Nelson by the throat. You saw, you know, Tedesco getting more animated than he usually does. Joey Manu, it meant more than just a club game. This was personal. They went down into the Melbourne Storm's backyard and they stole their toys. And Melbourne would be smarting. Melbourne would be filthy because they could have wrapped up the top four position. Now they find themselves Thursday night against a hungry Parramatta to basically give themselves another chance at another competition, because if Parramatta beat them, it's bye-bye Melbourne for this year.
You wouldn't like to see going into finals football knowing that these two teams are going to finish prominent. You know, you wouldn't like to see Jared or Nelson have to approach their game differently.
No, and as long as they don't – look, Nelson in particular has got to be careful. He's starting to bring that elbow into the game when he lays on blokes. He's starting to just push the envelope a little bit too much. And you'd hate for a bloke like him or Jared Warrior-Hargraves to miss a major game because of something that they can avoid. You know, you can still be aggressive. They're both very big men. You know, Nelson's 6'6", Hargraves 6'5". Both, you know, around the 120 kilo mark, they're giants of men. Just running on the field, they're imposing. So that other little extra niggle that kind of comes into both their plays is what could cost them a massive game. And you'd hate to see it. You would hate to see it. I'm speaking from experience. It's like watching my career unfold when I watch these two. You know, obviously, mine's way back and I'm a dinosaur now, but I just love the physicality. I think that. That was my job when I played footy. I was our man. I was the man in our pack to go out and hunt. And my edict was to hunt the bloke on the other team who was their biggest, you know, the biggest wolf, and take him down. And your players around you get buoyed by that. If you get dominated by that bloke on the other side, 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose the game.
Mm. Yeah, well, we love the Roosters forward pack, the front rowers in particular. You know, they're big and nasty. And
well, what about Lodge? Yeah. Lodge has come from nowhere to be one of their saviours. He's playing fantastically.
Yeah. Hey, what about the Broncos? It's been an amazing fall from grace. Start of the year, they would have been happy to make the 8. Then it looked like they were going to make the top 4. And then for a couple of weeks there, MG, we're talking about the possibility of them being a grand final or a top 4 side. Here they are. They've only won one of their last 5. And, mate, you can do the sums as many times as you want. They're not going to make the 8.
The wheels have fallen off, haven't they? They've fallen off and they've rolled into the gutter because something's going on with Brisbane. We keep hearing too many rumours and innuendo. We'll play some audio in a minute that Emma and Rudy spoke about on the Monday wash-up. Is that what it's called, Charlie?
The Monday Scrum, award-winning.
Yeah, the Monday award-winning scrum, which, well, let's play it now, Charlie. Let's play that audio, then we'll have a chat about it.
That was a bit of drama, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know the drama.
Can you tell us the drama?
Inform us. Should have been Reedy's mail.
I don't know if it was true. I don't know where we should
Something
say it.
Something was drawn on a car.
Of an assistant coach, yeah. Allegedly.
What, at training or at the game?
At training, I think.
What was it? How do you say it in a PG?
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. You're telling the story, Em.
A body part was drawn.
Franks and sausages. Franks and beans, sorry. Franks and sausages.
Well, anyway, so it's not all hunky-dory in Broncoville.
So the rumour... Allegedly, throw a few allegedlys in there, MG.
Yeah, of course.
Someone's drawn a phallic symbol, a penis, on somebody's car. They're saying an assistant coach. It's very light on detail, but you'd hate to think that was true.
Well, that's what we're hearing. And that's what happens when your team aren't going the way they should be going, that all of a sudden you hear that there's someone draw. I heard it was Kevvy Walters' car, to be honest. The rumour I'm hearing out of Brisbane was that it was Kevvy Walters' car. And, it was an old fella and some cags on the car, but not just drawn with your finger on the dirty part. It was engraved with keys. So someone doesn't like somebody up there, and it's starting to show. It's starting to show because we've seen Gordy Tallis come out and basically just give it to whoever's, you know, sooking behind closed doors about, you know, Kevvy Walters getting angry after a loss. Steve Renoff, the Pearl, saying the same thing, saying, you know, you guys are just given so much, and as soon as a little bit of adversity comes your way, you just give in. So things aren't good. Things aren't good in Brisbane. You know, Payne Haas keeps being linked to another club, and Carrigan's been out for the last 4 weeks, which they've missed big time. So all of a sudden, yeah, you're right, Anthony, that they've gone from being a regular in the top 5 or 6 or top 4 to basically falling off their slippery dip and going into the ocean. They're gone. They can still make it if they win and the Raiders lose. Mm. So if the Raiders get beaten by the Tigers and Broncos beat Dragons, which can happen, I suppose, then they're both on Sunday, so it'd be good viewing.
Yeah.
Well, then it's the last game. The Raiders will know. The Raiders will know by the time they take on the Tigers whether or not they have to worry about, you know, fielding their strongest team, which probably brings us on to Penrith at the moment.
Yeah, well, this Penrith side is, from what we believe, MG, somewhere between 11 and 13 players will be rested for this game against the Cowboys. And look, I say go for your life. I don't have an issue with it because I think they've obviously all done enough to be 3 or 4 wins clear of the pack. 100%. And if they want to win the premiership, well, you've got to make the tough decisions.
What's the old saying? If you've got it, flaunt it. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in their position at the moment? They've got the minor premiership. That's wrapped up. They're travelling to the North Queensland, where it's a long trip. It's a long trip back. Why wouldn't you rest all your superstars if you can? You know, they're New South Wales Cup players who come second in their competition. Most of them will be going up to play in the game. My young bloke's going up I think he might be 18th man even. So opportunity knocks sometimes on doors that others close. I even think that, you know, the Cowboys won't be going they'll be going hard, but I don't think they'll be, they might rest 1 or 2 players, put it that way. But look, the other teams, Penrith are in that situation where they can do it. They can do that. They're very lucky. other teams not so, because everyone's fighting for that position. You know, everyone's fighting for second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. And Penrith aren't. They can afford to do what they want because they've, as you say, they've, through the year, and Nathan Cleary comes back for the first final. Come on, that's what a bonus. So they'll either play Penrith. Penrith will either play Parramatta or Melbourne next Friday night at Bluebet Stadium.
Yeah, well, look, it's bigger things at play for Penrith. So if they rest 11, 12 or 13, good luck to them. I'm going to just quickly run through the eight and ask you a few questions about those one particular tail ender. So Penrith are on 42 right now, Sharks on 36, Cowboys on 34, Storm Para on 32. We've got that game on Thursday night. The winner is going to finish fourth. Bunnies, Rabbitohs, we've got that game as well. They're both on 30. Then the Raiders on 28. So you make the point, MG, that the Raiders need to beat the West Tigers, which I think they will, and I think they'll do it comfortably. But if we go back to last weekend, you know, it was another one of those West Tigers games where as hard as they tried, they couldn't help but lose. We had that short dropout. The kid jumps over the line, grabs the ball. All he's got to do is not touch it. Yeah. They kick for goal. Then there was that shoulder down the other end of the field. So do you
think... They did everything they could to lose it, didn't they?
They did, mate. After they did everything they could to come back, you know, or to lead. Do you give them any chance of shaking the tree here and beating the Raiders?
I give them a little chance because, A, the emotion around James Tarmow, he'll be back. You know, his last game for the Tigers. And B, they're playing at Leichhardt Oval, which is, you know, other teams don't like to go to Leichhardt Oval. So, yeah, look, I do give them a chance. I think the Raiders, who have won three in a row, are going to start pronounced favourites. But I think both these games that, you know, we're going to see on Sunday, the Knights and the Sharks is one that, you know, that's Knights up there, Sharkies, it's Dragons and Broncos, the Cowboys and Penrith, Warriors, Titans. That's probably the only game that doesn't have a bearing on the eight. Roosters, South, Dogs and Manly. Well, Dogs and Manly don't either. They're the games, Maroon, that we should be experimenting with on.
Yep.
They're the games that mean nothing to us in the competition. They're the games we should have no bunker. We should have no captain's challenges. Mm-hmm. And we can look for forward passes on tries.
Mm.
Let's just try things on them games. Like, why not? It's the 2 points doesn't mean anything for the makeup of the eight. So let's experiment. Let's try things.
Yeah, I like the idea of the forward pass thing and being able to rule on them. But I do think, MG, we're getting to I'm going to tell you something. You're starting to get like it too now. Every opportunity you get, you want to change the rules. Why have we got to change the rules all the time?
I don't want to change the rules. I want to flex them a bit. I want to just kind of just... I've always been in favour of the forward pass. If we can say that if me and you are playing together... And I kick the ball downfield, and you're half a meter in front of me, so you're inside the 10. And we can tell that by looking at the high camera. Why can't we see that the ball's gone forward a meter when a bloke scores a try on it? I don't know. I don't care about the rules. Look, all I do know, Anthony, is that the six again was supposed to speed up the game. And now we're seeing games go for 2 hours. So something's going wrong. We're going upstairs way too often.
Hey, moving to another issue, Triple M's very own Josh Reynolds, a guy who we've all dealt with and love, is back in Australia on a 3-month train and trial contract with the Doggies. So Cam Sorella said, let's have a crack. He brings a lot of experience. He can play in the halves. And I think a fit Josh Reynolds would be great on the field, but certainly MG on or off, he's got a lot to offer.
What a coup if you get him. You know, he's... he'd be so good for the young kids. He's energetic. He's a competitor. And you get one thing of him. You always know that he's going to give 100%. And that's all you can ask from a player. And how old is Josh now? Would he be 30, 31?
I think he'd be 32, Josh Reynolds. But I'll get producer
okay, well, Charlie will find
White
that
to
out
find that out. But I think it feels like he's been around. He played Origin 2014. He's played in the grand final 2012.
33 boys at the moment.
33, just like I said. There you
Birthday's
go.
Birthday's in April, so...
And then he'll be 34.
Correct. That's how it works. Well,
that's why you're on the big bucks, chinger. But, mate, obviously he'll be back here doing a bit of stuff with us at Triple M, Josh Reynolds. And we wish him all the very best at the Doggies. I suppose, MG, we know that Burton's there now, and we know that Kyle Flanagan's playing good footy, and Avril has been playing good at fullback, and Marnie's coming. But the more depth...
And kick out.
Yeah. But I'm just talking now for the spine. The more depth and experience you can have around that spine... that's where they're going to improve.
Yeah, well, Gus Gould's gone on record as saying that we're after a halfback, which is not good news for young Flanagan, and we're after a fullback, which is not good news for Avarillo either. So I think they're chasing Stephen Crichton pretty hardly to play fullback. Mm. I think they want him in the blue and white jersey. And as you know, when you win comps, it's very hard to keep that the nucleus of that team, especially when they're playing Origin. They demand more money. It's simple. Penrith have got four or five gun outside backs all up for contract next year, so they're able to talk with clubs from November 1. If they keep all of them, it will be a miracle.
Yeah.
If they keep all of them, it will be a miracle. They'll have to lose one or two, I think.
Okay, so for the Doggies, what do you think's a good
pass mark?
A pass mark for next year.
I think they've definitely got to push for the eight. I think they've got to make some noise. I mean, at the moment they're sitting 12th, and they've had one of the seasons from hell. You know, until Mick Potter come along, they were going to get the wooden spoon by a mile. But one stage, they won about four games out of six, and they looked like their attack had been simplified, and their defence was strong. And yeah, I think going into season 2023, if I'm a Doggies fan with all the bells and whistles that are surrounding my club at the moment, I'm talking about semi-finals. I don't know how deep I'm going into semi-finals, but I'm definitely talking about them. And if I don't get close to semi-finals, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I do a lot of functions for the Doggies through our mutual friend, the great Coxie, the great Glenn Cox.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm just a rugby league lover. I'm not an expert. But it does have that feel of a place that's going in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree. Gus Gould makes things happen, man. He's just such a mover and shaker that he knows all the best, you know, the sponsors and the laundry group have been sensational. So, yeah, look, it's Serrato's been the big one. So, you know, signing him for a five-year deal gives them stability. At least they know now that with him signing, Matt Burton will hang around. He won't look elsewhere because he loves Serrato. All the other guys who might have got itchy feet at the Doggies, they put some talcum powder on and they're not getting itchy anymore. So they're fine. They're, you know, Cremon Serrato signing has been massive for the Doggies, and Gus Gould was as well. So I'm excited if I'm a Dogs fan for next year.
Okay, let me get your tips. Para at home to the Storm. The winner finishes fourth.
Just before I do, this Friday, September 2, it's Jersey Day. So wear your favourite jersey to work, tag Jersey Day, and start the convo about organ donation, because young Nathan Gremo lost his life when he was 14. He gave up his all his organs, and seven or eight other people lived because of that young kid. So at least start the conversation, you know, with your family, because it's and just wear a jersey on Friday to work or to school or to wherever you're going, just to, you know, get in the fun of it all. So yeah, good work to the Gremo family for the Jersey Day, which has become one of our, and the last couple of years have been hard because of COVID. So
yeah,
this year every time you look on social media, there's another rugby league superstar putting their jersey on. So good luck to them all.
Yeah, okay. Rabbitohs just sent me a new one to wear, so I'll put that on. Parramatta Storm.
I think if you look at the last two, you know, last games, Parramatta had a pretty easy walk in the park. Melbourne had a game against the Roosters, which was Origin-esque. So I don't know what's the best preparation for a game like this. Is it playing the easy game last week and coming through unscathed, or is it being battle-hardened and going to another game that's going to be just as battle-hardened? For that reason, I'm leaning towards Melbourne. I'm leaning towards them, but I think I can't tip them. I think I've got to tip Parramatta, because for the simple fact that it's at Combank Stadium, where I think they're a 6 to 8 point better team.
Okay, Dogs, Manly.
Dogs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the history-making one, because it's at the brand-new stadium. And
this is massive.
Yeah, the old rivalry, Roosters-Rabbitohs. It is a sellout. Who do you like?
Well, I think I like the Roosters, because I've been told that maybe Latrell might be playing this game, that he's still up on his farm, or and the Rabbitohs might be resigned to finishing in seventh position and playing maybe the Eels or Raiders or Storm. I'm not sure how that'll work out, but who they'll play. But South know that they can't make the top four, so they're just trying. I reckon they're kind of just, you know, treading water somewhat, and I think the Roosters, have won seven in a row, are going to be hard to beat, especially there.
That's amazing stat, isn't it, too? That'll be a great night. It is a sellout. And for all the people that have been calling me and probably you too, MG, no, I can't get tickets.
I can't get tickets. I wish I could.
But I tell you what, though, MG, I've just heard that there are still 26,412 tickets left for this one, Warriors-Titans.
Well, you're wrong, because it's a sellout. It's in New Zealand.
Is it a sellout?
All their games have been like a grand final when they've played over there, so I think the Warriors will kick Titans' butts.
Mate, all I'm going to say is if this game's a sellout, they don't have TV over there.
Well, they haven't had footy for 3 years.
True. No,
they haven't had footy, the poor buggers.
I hope it is a sellout, mate. Who do you think?
I think Warriors.
All right. Dragons, Broncos.
Dragons.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Goodbye, and Broncos.
They'll say goodnight to the Broncos. Carrigan is back, but Carrigan will be back.
They've missed him, haven't they? They really have. Then the Cowboys at home to Panthers. We mentioned during the podcast that something
Panthers,
like 11-13 out.
Panthers have given this game up, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of traditionalists will say that they don't like it. I don't think it's on, because I think you've got to put your best team out every week. But I disagree, and I wouldn't care what team's doing it. If you've worked your ass off all year to be in this position where you can do this, good luck to you. I think the Cowboys will win this one, but
yeah, there's just bigger things at on offer, isn't there, MJ?
Bloody oath theories.
Night Sharks.
Sharkies.
And finally, remember, the Raiders need to beat the West Tigers in their home. And
I think that, I think they will. Okay. I think the Raiders will beat the Tigers.
Well, mate, you know I love you. It's always a pleasure.
So what are we with this Friday? Coromel?
Yeah, we're down at Coromel for the Cougars, and then we're back at the stadium for the Rabbitohs. Two red and green teams that we love. But it would be remiss, MG, not to mention that beautiful man, Paul Green, and, of course, his funeral this week.
Yes, it was. Big Dell from the Rush Hour here in Sydney went up for it. A lot of other blokes from Sydney have flown up for it. And yeah, it's going to be a very, very sad few days, you know, up there as well, because a lot of them players will be at the game Saturday night to wish on the Cowboys. So the Cowboys will be coming out with froth in their mouths. They'll be fired up. It's Paul Green's family and friends that are around and listening to this podcast. Myself and Charlie and Anthony Maroon would love to send our best to you and your family, and we're thinking of you.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.